Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. Are you safe at work? The cost of embarrassing yourself on the internet. I just heard the most horrifying story. It never occurred to me that there are people who, when they do an interview for a prospective employee, who will demand the Facebook code to see what that employee posts on the web in the meeting so they can check then. Oh, what have you put? Even if you think you have secure listenership, what have you put on the web? How far back does it go? What kind of stupid, inane things did you put on the web when you were a kid? Do you have selfies of yourself in compromising positions? Do you include lewd comments about others? Are you sure you would really want all of your web correspondence to go to a prospective employer, especially one you really wanted to work with? Are you sure you want all of your previous correspondence to go to a prospective spouse? Are you sure you want it to go to God? Well, that's a little high, so I'll back off from God. But think about it. What goes on with some of the things that people put on the web? Is it self-acceptance? Demeaning yourself? Why? What is going on with this pseudo-intimacy? Even if you think you're sending a selfie of your boob or your dick to your, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you don't know where that's going anymore. We certainly know that Homeland Security can check it out. Do you really want other people in there? And what the heck is going on? I don't care if you're in Beijing, China. Have phone sex with each other. You know, what the heck are you doing creating reproducible, embarrassing material? What does that say about your intelligence and your capacity to project and plan into the future? And what does it say about your self-respect? And what does it say about your relationships that you have nothing more meaningful to talk about than to send a shot of your boob or your dick? Come on. Let's talk about the deeper issues underneath this story. Let's talk about the hunger to be seen, to be known, and to be affirmed. And how many people are compromising themselves because they don't feel good enough about themselves to simply share a straightforward communication? How many people in our world today are so addicted to media they don't even know how to communicate anymore? They don't know how to write a letter. They don't know how to sit down and compose a meaningful communication. There's nothing meaningful about a dick or a boob. Everybody's got one or the other, and some people nowadays, we learn, actually have both. So, come on. Let's step back, and let's talk about, is it really honest to take a shot of your boob on the Xerox machine? To take a selfie of your boob or your dick and send it to somebody? Is that honesty? No way is it honest. It's exposure. But honesty would be, I really want you to know I'm okay and I'm going to try and shock you. I really want you to know that I hunger for your approval. I really want you to know that I want you to want to be with me. There's always deeper interpersonal communication underneath these things that is not being delivered. I guess it's just a self-righteous old man talking. But I'm concerned enough about enough people who have done things that have embarrassed them that will stick around forever to speak out about this. It's dishonest. I'm going to say it is patently dishonest. What's this guy's name? Wiener, Weiner, whatever the heck his name was, the New York congressman or what, the city councilman, whatever the heck he was. You know, that's sending selfies of himself nude. I mean, what the heck does he think he's... If that kind of communication is okay, of course people... Look at the disdain and disrespect. The man becomes a laughingstock. He becomes a laughingstock because he's exposed himself. He's essentially left himself in public with his pants down. What is it you do when you want to embarrass somebody in the gym? You pants them. You know, so it's not self-respecting. And the number of times I've had to help families deal with their kids doing crap like this. We had one where a young guy, his friend, shows him his girlfriend's nude selfie. And what does he do? He surreptitiously sends the selfie to himself from his friend's phone. And then he sends it out to a bunch of other kids. And it goes to a bunch of other kids. And now he has abused his friend, he has abused this young woman, and he has allowed a number of others to abuse this young woman. Sure, she asked for it. She didn't know she was asking for it. So that's why we're having this show, is so you can think about your safety at work and everywhere for that matter, so that you don't become a laughingstock, someone on whom the world looks down, because, trust me, people that feel good about themselves don't do that. It is not a sign that you feel good about yourself that you do that stuff. You're going to have enough gossip and attacks in life without that, without giving people fuel. And underneath it, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt because underneath it you were hungry and you just wanted somebody to like you. You just wanted somebody to affirm you, someone to think that you're okay. By the way, that other story, turns out that enough of the people he sent it to had the taste and the good sense to not send it on again. So it was something that was actually easy to clean up in about 9 or 10 different connections, and it was traceable. And so the young woman was spared having it splattered all over her high school. Wonder if she really learned a lesson. I wonder if she blamed it on the guy who stole the photo from her boyfriend's phone. I wonder if she caught on that her boyfriend was abusing the photo by showing it to his friend in the first place. Probably not. Probably just got mad at the guy that stole it. Probably didn't think about what her motivation was when she sent it. Thank God it was able to be stopped at about 8 communications or so. Okay. Enough said. Our first caller's Joey. He says, I have certain methods that I use to stay focused, but I tend to go astray after a few hours of starting work. What do I do? Okay, well, it's not exactly on the point I was at, but I'll try and bring into it. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Yeah, so tell me about, you get a few hours into work and then you have trouble staying focused.
Yeah, so, you know, the internet is kind of what currently will lead me astray, but You know,
yeah, isn't it interesting how easy it is to get lost in the internet when you really should be somewhere else?
Yeah, yeah. I've got my two little, like, it's either Facebook News or Yahoo News, and those are like, I quickly want to check on them, and I catch myself.
Oh no, I have Wikipedia forever. See, what happens is I start reading, I research something on, and I get to Wikipedia. Maybe I had a legitimate question in the first place. But then there's a highlighted person in my Wikipedia, so I click on that one. And I read about that one, and that's really cool. And then I see another one that's interesting, and I click on that one, and next thing you know, I'm all over the place. Yeah, so I know that. Yep, but you're asking, how do I stay focused? What do you try to do to stay focused?
Well, you know, so I kind of work from home or work alone, and I'm subcontracted, and so there's two things I've really done that I've stumbled on. One is start my day with, like, some daily affirmation, get outside and physically walk and literally, like, recite my own mantra to myself about that just kind of declares a small vision of who I want to be that day. And I feel really juiced after that. And then I meditate, because if I just do that, I'm kind of all over the place. And I meditate, and those two methods really get me aligned. And I feel really great and focused, and I'm ready to work. Then I set my timer, and I begin working. And then about 2 hours into it, I start to go astray again. And I feel I get kind of like, you know, that's when I start clicking on those web pages I was telling you about. So now I want a way I could stay focused, you know, a majority of the day. I also call people, and I talk, and I express. But sometimes it just doesn't help. And I, you know, between the isolation and the ease of clicking on the internet, I'm trying to find a common ground where I can get the most done throughout the day on my own.
Okay. So you already are a meditator. What kind of meditation do you do?
I do 2 20-minute meditations, and then I just recite the word I use is RUM.
So it's TM or something else you got?
TM. TM is what I'm told.
Well, no,
if
you weren't initiated into TM, it's not TM.
Okay. Well, okay. I listened to an audiobook that told me it's called Transcendental Meditation. I don't know enough about it to accurately say it's definitely that.
Well, I'm not aware of any TM that's legitimately TM that you haven't gone through their initiation orientation and gotten their mantra.
Got it.
According to your birthday. So at any rate, you do that. So you got that already. So do you understand that losing focus is natural?
Yeah. Although I probably have a bit more of a negative tone about it to myself when I lose focus.
Yeah. And so how come you don't meditate when you lose focus?
Because I already have kind of a negative tone. I'm like, all right, meditation's taking 20 minutes of time. I don't have that much time to do it. Again, I have to be physically working and editing, you know, so I can't just keep going into
piss even more time away. That's called stinking thinking. It lets us know there's an addictive element between you and the web. Like most of
right.
us. So, you catch your stinking thinking, and that's a sign you need to meditate. So I went back to grad school for my second of 3 graduate degrees, and I was working full time. Actually, I was working 3 jobs. I was working more than full time, and I got the best grades I've ever gotten in my life. And I had my papers done 2 weeks ahead of time. And I was on top of just an enormous amount of work. And I only worked about 40 minutes of every hour because I would do a 20-minute meditation every hour. And I was more productive than I'd ever been in my life and more focused than I'd ever been in my life. And every once in a while, I'd get a head of steam up and I'd go, an hour and 40 minutes, and then I'd meditate for 20. But when I lost focus, I would meditate. I actually did a certain kind of self-hypnosis back then, too. But the point I'm getting at is use your meditation skill more often because it'll help you de-stress and then get right
okay.
back to work as soon as your meditation is over. And recognize your stinking thinking and take a look at Judith's book, There Must Be More Than This, or The Soft Addiction Solution, and apply what she says.
Okay. It's so ironic because I'm just at the point, you know, I'm about to graduate lab, and it's like I'm noticing there's stinky thinking about stinking thinking, and so you're reminding me again of how, you know, I think I'm pretty conscious, but I'm there's just still another layer, if not another layer, to be aware of.
Very good. Good observation. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks a ton, Bob.
Hey. Okay, so Joe actually has a set of skills. We didn't have to even tell him about a new skill. He's already got them. He just needs to use them, and he needs to get and find the deeper yearning and the deeper hunger behind the stinking thing. Our next caller is Jackie. She says, how do I protect myself from spam when applying for a position online? Whoa, Jackie. Tell me
Hi,
about
Bob.
That. Yeah.
I'm looking for a job, and so I am on a few different of the job websites, and I'm starting to get just a ton of spam, a ton of bogus job offers, and other than trying to block them, I don't know how to protect myself from that.
You know, you're not in an area of my expertise, and I have all kinds of screens on my computer to block stuff. And it's a lot easier to just scan my deleted files and see which ones I want to drag into my inbox than to have a bunch of garbage in my inbox. But you're way beyond me. You probably know more about that than I know.
It's doing an okay job, but it's hard because you have to put your phone number and your email address on there for someone to contact you in the first place. And I wish there was some type of way that, you know.
Whoa.
I think like LinkedIn has a place where it sends you the thing to your email through LinkedIn, so they don't get your contact information. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So is there a room for a comments?
yes. I thought you might have some other information on that, some other way that I can handle that.
No. I guarantee you know more than I know, but I'm curious. So, how often are you getting bogus phone calls?
Every day. It's not so much phone calls. Like, I'll get text messages, but I get bogus emails every day.
Okay, but text messages that are garbage too, but you get daily text messages that are junk? Because I'm not sure I'd give anybody my phone. Until they've shown interest in me, I think I would withhold my phone. And if you have to fill in numbers, I would put in the comment box that I'm not giving you my legitimate phone number because I don't want a bunch of spam texts.
Okay.
This is my email, and that's the most personal I'm going to get with you because I can screen and look at what's screened out.
Okay.
And the other thing I would do is I'd say, if you're interested in me, here's what the subject needs to say for me to even consider it.
That's not a bad idea. Okay.
Well, you'll demonstrate yourself as thoughtful. And you'll be screening out jobs that might not take you seriously. Now, does that mean you may miss a couple job possibilities? Yeah. But are you willing to pay that price to show yourself as a serious job searcher who's not going to be bothered with a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. Okay.
I do have a story. By the way, what kind of job are you looking for, and how are you looking?
Mostly online, and I do a little networking, just pretty much through people that I interact with daily.
How many interactions do you have a day?
Maybe like 5 or 10. I'm out
okay.
a lot. I volunteer and yeah.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's good. The hardest job is the job of getting a job.
Yes.
Because it has self-esteem involved in it and all kinds of things. And
yes.
Dialing the phone and personal intentional networking is a great idea. But when you mm-hmm. intentionally network, your first job is to create value for the people you're interacting with.
Okay.
Before you ask them if they know anybody that has contacts or would be interesting for you to talk to.
Okay.
And then when you ask somebody for a reference, you need to shut up. The
okay.
number of times somebody asks me if I know somebody who could help them, and then they get mm-hmm. nervous and they keep talking, I have to ask them to please be quiet. You've just asked me to scan my 60-plus year memory bank for what might be useful for you. And my scanner has more to scan and less speed than it ever has had. So just give me a couple minutes of silence to think.
Okay.
That is the key thing, is when you ask for an intro or a referral or a thought, is to be quiet and let that person digest with and have the need to go somewhere.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're interrupting their possibility of helping you with what you want. And I would probably suggest that the internet's easy and it's also addictive, and I would be
yes.
working way more. As I said, you know more than I know. I would be working way more on dialing the phone and getting together with even more people.
Okay.
Inviting them to a cup of coffee, finding out about them, enjoying your time with them, telling them what you're looking for, and ask them if they know anybody that they could refer you to, and then be quiet.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Thank you. Is this cool? What a new universe we live in with all these problems. This conversation we couldn't have even had 20 years ago, because most of it didn't exist, not at least for the common man the way it does today. So I want to thank you for considering safety at work. We're talking about getting over our addiction to electronics, but also not being embarrassed and the cost of embarrassment on yourself on the internet. Self-respect, truth. The only reason we'd embarrass ourselves on the internet is because we said something that was true, and nuts to anybody that has trouble with us sharing our truth. But was it a responsible truth? That's really the game that we're playing to fulfill our satisfaction and fulfillment and help us maximize our potential. To realize our potential as human beings, to become the most conscious, responsible, engaged human being we can become. And I would like to thank you for joining us today on Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. Jackie Joe, and all of you. And I'd love to have you join us on December 8th, next Tuesday night, for our holiday celebration. That's going to be refreshments at 7:30, and we'll get started with the program at 8. Also, from January 15th to 17th, come and invest a weekend. Guarantee you, it'll be one of the best weekends of your life. It'll certainly be one of the most productive ones of your life. You couldn't spend it any better. Foundations Training 2016. And you show up, and it not only doesn't cost you anything, but you may even find you get a free meal. So, thank you for joining us. And go out and energize your life so that you can ignite the potential in the world around you. Thank you. Bye-bye.